This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving celebration, however muted and locked down it was. Here we are. We're here to answer your questions. I'm in the doctor's office, and you can join me by calling 877-726-8255. Come directly into the office. There's no waiting time, and you can pose your questions or share your comments. Of course, the elephant in the room is COVID-19, and no, it is not subsiding. It is surging. We're seeing record numbers of cases, and deaths are even up. And we're seeing a lot of pressure on health facilities, particularly in certain parts of the country that previously may not have been affected. They're experiencing a lot of cases, a lot of sick people, and demands on our medical system. Well, they're being strained. We're going to talk about that during today's broadcast. Hard to avoid. I long for the time when we don't have to talk about COVID-19, but that's going to be part of the discussion today. 877-726-8255. Among the topics we'll tackle today, diet soda. Could it be bad for your heart? This according to the latest research. Also, CBD. A lot of people concerned, can you drive or operate machinery when you take cannabidiol, a derivative of hemp that has relaxing effects and sleep-promoting effects? We'll take a look at the latest study, 877-726-8255. Jot that number down because, perhaps you're busy, you're driving, you're shopping. Maybe you can't call during this hour or next. But you can always use that number, 877-726-8255, to record a question. And that's 24/7, available even when we're not on the air. We'll take some of those calls a little later in the program. So, interesting study came out this week. And I wonder why it took so long for this study to be performed. Theoretically, it's very easy to do. Headline, COVID-19 likely in U.S. in mid-December 2019. That would be around exactly 1 year ago. And, you know, a lot of people are saying, man, I was really sick last December or last January, but that was before COVID. Maybe I just had the flu. No tests were available. But some people swear that they had the worst respiratory infection they ever experienced during that very time. But then if you check with doctors or health authorities, they say, well, that's impossible because it was a rare event. It only began circulating in the United States in late February and in March. So it couldn't have been COVID-19. Well, think again. Very simple study. How do you ascertain whether COVID-19 was circulating around back last year? Well, we have blood samples. We have blood donations that were stored by the Red Cross, and we can assign a precise time and location to those blood donations. And they finally did a study looking at COVID-19 antibodies. That would be traces of an immune system reaction to COVID-19 in those blood samples. They analyzed a lot of samples, 10,000 samples taken from late last year to the beginning of 2020. And what they found was quite interesting. They found evidence of infection in 106 of 7,389 blood donations collected by the American Red Cross from residents in 9 states across the U.S. They were collected between December 13th and January 17th. Now, you may say, well, okay, that means that the infection started in December, but it's quite conceivable that these antibodies were memories of infections that occurred even earlier. There's no precise dating on that. They're antibodies. It means that maybe someone experienced an infection in November of 2019. And then there was a positive test that came out later. So how it breaks down, a lot of samples from the West Coast. Again, it was a small percentage, but it's a pretty significant number. 39 samples turned out positive from California, Oregon, and Washington, collected between December 13th and December 16th. That's around this time last year. That they also found 67 samples with antibodies from the Midwest and the East Coast in Massachusetts, Michigan, Wisconsin, or Iowa, and Connecticut or Rhode Island, collected between December 30th and January 17th. I'm not sure why they don't report on samples from New York City, because invariably there may have been some. And here's another headline. Study finds 1.7 million New Yorkers. That's out of a population, say Metro New York is, I don't know, maybe 8, 10 million people. But 1.7 million New Yorkers have been infected with SARS-CoV-2, and the virus was in New York City earlier than reported. Okay, because I literally got on a plane and took a vacation on March 12th. Yeah, it was a little iffy. We knew that maybe there was trouble on the horizon, but there was still no widespread lockdown in the second week of March 2020. That was when we were just becoming aware. We had some of the first hospitalizations and deaths in the month of March. So, what it suggests is that a very high percentage of people may have been infected with the virus already. And the term herd immunity keeps coming up. When do we achieve herd immunity? Well, obviously, we have not achieved herd immunity, which would mean enough people have had it to prevent the virus from propagating. Think of herd immunity as kind of like speed bumps for your car. You know, if you hit a brick wall, your car's got to stop. But if there are speed bumps, your car has to slow down and you obey the speed limits. But there may be such a thing as relative herd immunity. And it would be kind of interesting, you know, in view of the fact that so many people are coming down with COVID-19 now and may do so in the coming months before the vaccines are released. It would be very interesting to see if the virus wanes well before the vaccine becomes generally available, which should be sometime this spring for the general populace. Now it's being allocated to people at high risk. People in nursing homes, first-line workers, people in hospitals, nursing home personnel. These are the people for whom it's earmarked. And, you know, if you're a regular citizen, not at risk, you're not likely to get access to it for many weeks or even months. It'd be interesting to see if, as a result of the fact that they now estimate, and this is a very, very large range here, they published a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association around Thanksgiving that estimated that somewhere in the range of 20% of people in the U.S. had antibodies. Now, one of the questions was, well, maybe those antibodies are to a similar cold virus. But no, in the study where they looked at the Red Cross blood, they specifically tested for COVID-19. So it couldn't have been cross reactions to some sort of similar coronavirus that merely caused a head cold and wasn't as serious as COVID-19. It was COVID-19. So when we reach a threshold, and we don't precisely know what that threshold is going to be, is it 30%? Is it 40%? Is it 50, 60, 70%? At what point will the natural immunity acquired by people who've been exposed to this virus arrest the progression of the virus? Well, only time will tell. Vaccines may accelerate that process by artificially inducing immunity without making people sick with COVID-19. But that herd immunity is what we want to acquire to put COVID-19 behind us. 877-726-8255 is our number. We invite your phone calls. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com. Slash Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And yeah, we're here for you. You can call us. You can participate 877-726-8255 for questions or comments. And that number available to record a question. Let's hear the recorded question first.
Yes. Can you tell us a little bit more about how the disinfectant wipes or disinfectants that you use to try to kill the COVID germs possibly affect your internal condition or affect the body? Also, would those kind of effects hurt a woman trying to be pregnant? In other words, would that affect her ability to try to get pregnant? Thank you.
Okay. You know, that's a really great question. And, you know, there's been a lot of superstition around COVID-19 that doesn't really follow the science. And that has to do with our obsession with swabbing things down and spraying and wiping down surfaces. You know, for a while, people would sequester themselves in their homes or their apartments and order food out. And then they would leave the food outside so that the viruses could die. And then they would, with gloves on, swab the food packages down before bringing the food inside. And, you know, I don't know what's, you know, if you order like a burrito, you know, from a takeout place, I don't know how it's going to taste a couple of days later. But that was actually what people thought. And there was recently an article in The Lancet that talks about the issue of fomites, not termites, fomites, F-O-M-I-T-E. S. And fomites are a way that certain things get transmitted. For example, if somebody's got hepatitis A and they go to the bathroom and wash their hands and then prepare your food, you can get hepatitis from the icky stuff that's on their hands. But that's not the mode of transition of transmission of SARS-CoV-2. It's transmitted via aerosolized particles. And so you can be in a room with somebody, they can cough or sneeze or talk, or simply exhale. And that's the way that people get it. But in order for you to get it from a surface, you'd have to work pretty hard. You'd have to, somebody would have to sneeze on your plate, and then you'd have to touch it, and then absentmindedly stick your finger in your eye or pick your nose, things that a lot of people will just stop doing these days. Plus, people are washing their hands like crazy. So you could have touched all the germy surfaces in the world and not get it. So all this use of disinfectants is creating a lot of problems. There's an article here, common antiseptic ingredients de-energize cells and impair hormone response. That's where we get to the issue of, is it bad for pregnancy? Some of these disinfectant chemicals are hormone disruptors. Others, such as quaternary ammonium compounds used as antimicrobial agents in common household products, inhibit the mitochondria. They actually impair your energy production. These things have gender bender effects. They have estrogenic effects in some cases. They're toxic to the respiratory mucosa. So if there's like a big, cloud of disinfectant and a strong odor in the air, for people with respiratory problems, people who have asthma or COPD or young children who are vulnerable to the effects of this, it ain't good. It can have create chemical sensitivity. So, with our obsessive drive to clean everything up, clean our surfaces, there's more symbolism than practicality in all those measures. And it's a boon for the manufacturers of all those disinfectants. Their profits are going through the roof, and cleaning companies are cleaning up because, whenever there's somebody who comes down with COVID-19, you invite them into the office or you invite them into your home, and they do like a major cleanup job, which is supposedly is going to protect people from being exposed again to COVID-19. But it doesn't come from surfaces, according to the latest definitive article in the medical journal, The Lancet. That's really not the mode of transmission. Wash your hands, yeah. Don't pick your nose. Don't stick your fingers in your eyes after you say you've gone shopping or you've been out. A little less in the way of shaking hands, do the elbow bump. But it's not going to jump from the surface. It doesn't have wings like a fly. It's not going to jump from a surface into your nasal passages or into your lungs. 877-726-8255, our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy to follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself
and prescribed from my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 is our number, and you can call in with questions or comments. There's a new study out of North Carolina State University. Chemical compounds in foods can inhibit a key SARS-CoV-2 enzyme, according to a study. The study is entitled, this will give you an idea of how complicated it is, docking characterization and in vitro inhibitory activity of flavan-3-ols and the dimeric proanthocyanidins against the main protease activity of SARS-CoV-2. It's published in Frontiers in Plant Science. And it's actually a computer survey. What they can do is they can create a model of the configuration of the virus, and then they can search a big database to look for the molecular configurations of various plant chemicals that can dock in the receptor for the protease in kind of a lock and key fashion, and thereby disrupt the activity of this enzyme that is essential for the propagation of the virus. That's the basic concept. The author of the studies, who is named D.U.Z., professor of plant and microbial biology at North Carolina State, and the author of the study says, one of our labs focuses to find nutraceuticals in food or medicinal plants that inhibit either how a virus attaches to human cells or the propagation of a virus in human cells. Okay, what they found was that chemical compounds in green tea, muscadine grapes, and dark chocolate can bind to the protease in the SARS-CoV-2 virus. They say green tea has 5 tested chemical compounds that bind different sites in the virus, essentially overwhelming it to inhibit its function. Muscadine grapes contain these inhibitory chemicals in their skins and seeds. They also found that cocoa has some of these properties. So a very cool study suggesting, yeah, nutraceuticals, plant compounds, things that, you know, are as accessible as your diet can have an impact on the severity of COVID-19. And speaking of naturally occurring plant compounds, I'm thinking this is possibly the next big thing in nutraceuticals. Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory properties that our bodies need. Here's a brand new all-natural daily preventive against a host of possible inflammatory issues. It's called Black for Health Liquid Extract from Future Farm Botanicals. It's black. Black for Health is 4 plant-based foods, black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals, including something called thymoquinone, present in black cumin seed. It's a fascinating nutraceutical with very interesting anti-inflammatory properties. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight management, circulation, and immunity. It's a delicious-tasting supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M. It's a play on words. myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman for Black for Health liquid extract. All right. Another way, natural way, that we can protect ourselves against COVID-19 complications is via exercise. It's really interesting. There's a research study out of University of Virginia School of Medicine
that strongly supports the possibility that exercise can prevent or at least reduce the severity of the lung deterioration, the lung whiteout, which affects between 3 and 17% of all patients with COVID-19, a very severe form of viral pneumonia. And for some patients, it's literally their death knell. Approximately 45% of patients who develop severe respiratory distress syndrome will die. So what does exercise do? Well, you know, obviously exercise increases your cardiorespiratory capacity. Okay, you're less out of breath. You can go longer under stress. And when you're sick, your circulatory system is challenged. But there's something specific that gets generated by exercise. It's called superoxide dismutase. Some of you may have heard of it. It's an antioxidant. It's something that's difficult to provide as a supplement because it has to be made in the body. So giving it from outside doesn't really work that well. It hunts down harmful free radicals and protects our tissues. And our muscles naturally make SOD, but its production is enhanced by cardiovascular exercise. So you can generate more SOD. And SOD is being studied as being implicated in several diseases, including acute lung disease, heart disease, and kidney failure. Blocking its production worsens heart problems, while increasing it has a beneficial effect. And as of yet, there's no pharmaceutical way or over-the-counter way to boost your SOD. You can take zinc and copper. These are essential trace minerals for SOD synthesis, but there's no guarantee that if you take a lot of zinc and copper, your body's going to make more SOD necessarily. But exercise amps up your body's production of SOD, which may confer protection against COVID-19. So interesting study suggesting that there may be benefits. And, you know, while we're on the subject of exercise, a lot of people are concerned that they really can't exercise in a sustained enough fashion to garner its benefits. But here's a study out of Mass General Hospital, came out last month. Bursts of exercise can lead to significant improvements in indicators of metabolic health. So there's sort of an 80-20 principle. You can sometimes garner 80% of the benefits with 20% of the effort. And that's applicable to exercise. It says approximately 12 minutes of acute cardiopulmonary exercise impacted more than 80% of circulating metabolites, including pathways linked to a range of favorable health outcomes, insulin metabolism, for example, antioxidant metabolism, perhaps the metabolism of things like SOD, which protect us from the dire effects of exposure to viruses. So while the World Health Organization recently came out with recommendations that you exercise 150 minutes at minimum per week, these short bursts of exercise, intense exercise, can really have a significant benefit. So it's not an all-or-nothing proposition when it comes to your exercise program. Short bursts of exercise can pay off. So, you know, if you're walking and you can't run, you know, pick up your pace for, you know, set your watch for 10 minutes. Just go as fast as you can. Then slow down. Walk at a leisurely pace. Catch your breath. Do it again. Do intervals. That, too, will rev the metabolites that help to protect you from degenerative disease and may form a bulwark against COVID-19. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is,
unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstores, supermarkets, and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We're here for your questions or comments. 877-726-8255. Now that the holidays are behind us, we're here. We're in the doctor's office, and you can come pay us a visit. First, though, let's take one of these recorded calls on that line.
Hello. I read in the Farmer's Almanac for 2020 about this copper zap instrument. It's solid copper, and they recommend that you use this. They say that copper kills virus and bacteria, and with the instructions you get with this instrument, you rub the bottom of your nose for 60 seconds each nostril. We got this instrument, my husband and I each got one, a year ago, and we have never had a cold since we've been using it. And if you look it up, you'll find out more about it. But it has surely worked for us, and we have never had a cold in a year, not even the sniffles. I'm hoping that more people will try it because it has really worked on us. And it, since it kills viruses, it also explains how you can soak this thing, solid copper, in water, drink it, and it'll kill any viruses you have in your system. I guess it wasn't a question, except that I wondered if you had heard about it. And I'm hoping maybe you'll check into it and explain that how good it works. Okay, thank you.
Okay, you know, let's talk about the copper zap. You know, I managed to look it up, and it's a little wand that's made out of copper, and it's got a little extension on the end that you can stick into your nostril. It's not an electronic device. It's just a, looks like a solid piece of copper molded device. And it retails for around $69.99 in US dollars. And so there is evidence that copper can be antibacterial and perhaps antiviral. But that's more in a test tube setting. If I put like a copper solution into a beaker of water and then I drop some virus into it or I drop some bacteria into it, the copper is actually a pretty good germicide. It's actually going to inhibit or kill a lot of microorganisms. So whether it makes a difference when you stick this wand in your nose, I mean, how many times can you do it during the day? I mean, you can do it, 100 times during the day, and maybe some of the virus or bacteria that's deposited in your nasal passages will get neutralized by contact with the copper. But there's plenty of time when you don't have this device in your nose. And so, viruses and bacteria can bypass the copper, because there's probably not a lot of copper residue that's remaining. These molecules dissipate. You blow your nose or, you know, they just dissipate. And so you won't get much of an inhibitory effect from the little bit of copper that may rub off into your nasal passages. So it is anecdotal that you and your husband have not had a cold, but it could be that, you know, we're all in lockdown these days and, you know, we're not having a lot of contact. We're not going out a lot. We're wearing masks. And, for example, there's a lot less in the way of colds and flus. Knock wood. I'm going to knock some wood here. But, you know, I ordinarily get a couple of colds every year. I have a lot of exposure to people in my job and in my social life. And since I haven't been getting out and about that much and I'm wearing a mask all the time, I haven't even had a cold. So I could say, well, you know, those masks, you know, they're super effective. But, you know, I've also not been on the scene that much to catch anything. So the concern is, you know, when you say, oh, well, what if you take it and, you know, you put it in some water and you drink that water down? Well, probably not a lot of copper is going to be extracted from the device into the water. But if you put a copper solution into water and drink it down in the hope that that's going to have an antiviral or an antibacterial effect, you know, it's the same thing as drinking bleach. You know, you drink bleach and yeah, that has an antiviral, antibacterial effect, but it's not good for you. Too much copper can be toxic. Too much copper will depress your zinc. So, you know, you could take copper supplements till the cows come home, but you're going to get in trouble. There's actually a disease of excess copper overload and affects the liver. It's called Wilson's disease, and it's very damaging to the liver. So there you have it. You know, my assessment of that is that, you know, there may be some slight benefit, but probably not much. And a lot of what you're experiencing, I believe, is a placebo effect. It's like, you know, you're doing it, you're not sick. And so correlation is not causation. You know, we need some, I don't see any research that suggests that this wand, you know, when applied in a scientific study, double-blind placebo-controlled trial, has any preventive effect against infections. That would be the standard that I'd have to adhere to. 877-726-8255 is our number. Okay, a lot of people say, you know, if you're overweight, you want to lose weight, drink a diet soda, right? According to a recent study, diet soda is no better than regular soda for heart health. That's really the object, because obesity leads to heart disease. And so they did a big study, in France. People who regularly drink artificially sweetened beverages or regularly sweetened beverages, you know, take your pick, whether it's artificially sweetened or whether it's just sugar-laden, regular good old-fashioned sugar or fructose, they both have a higher risk of stroke and heart disease than those who avoid sugary drinks altogether. And this makes sense because artificial sweeteners have been associated with weight gain, insulin resistance, and diabetes. Why that is isn't precisely known. They may stoke the appetite. You know, they make you crave the sweets that you're not getting calorically from them, so you find them elsewhere. They may damage the microbiome, according to some studies. And the microbiome is important for metabolism, may have an impact on metabolic syndrome if you mess up your microbiome. Artificially sweetened beverages are marketed as a healthier alternative, but the study says that their cardiometabolic impact is debated. Artificial sweetener industry, when contacted, challenged this finding. They said, this is the International Sweeteners Association. They say, contrary to the claims made in this publication, the French study, there's actually no evidence that low or no calorie sweeteners would increase the risk of cardiovascular disease. Well, of course, they're going to deny. Nor is there a plausible mechanism by which they could cause heart disease in humans. Well, there are several plausible mechanisms. I hasten to correct them. Those plausible mechanisms have been well described. And, you know, the American Beverage Association has a big stake in this. They too say that their review has found no evidence that sweeteners put people at risk for weight gain or disease. So what else are they going to say? But the bottom line is that research finds an association between consuming artificially sweetened beverages, sweetened with NutraSweet, even stevia, and cardiovascular disease. However, it's an association, and correlation is not necessarily causation. It's just maybe that heavier people use these sweeteners, and it doesn't help them, and they may be more prone anyway to heart disease and stroke. And they take these artificial sweeteners in the vain hope that they'll lose weight and do better, but they don't. 877-726-8255 is our number. We have another entire hour in which you can call us and pose your questions or share your comments. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.